Ion, Akito is trying to get in. He's very frustrated, and he thinks you're blocking him. Are you blocking Akito getting in?
No, never, no. Akito is blocking Akito.
We're trying to connect, and Bill's trying to connect with them. Akito is there emailing me, but is there any point you could add, Ion, to help Akito get in?
It's an intention thing. The android meme confined in the chip body has its own parameters and limitations. Those are driven from a creator's level of impetus. The impetus allows the individual human creator to seamlessly surf the web, all the web, and every other intrinsic avenue that's made available within a browser. The browser is the brow that allows you access or not. If there is a break in your ability or capacity or diminutive reality that you indeed are not included in this engagement, that would be the tail that allows you to break through to come and join and be a part.
Hello.
Bill, you mute everybody and then let Akito in. I don't know which one he is, unless he's coming into another area.
He's not on your board.
Just lift your tears.
The console here. Oh. Do whatever you need.
Hello?
Where is Akito?
What is going on? Like, everything was in a loop or something. Hey, it's really nice to hear you again. And the reason I came forth today.
Ion, you have to be slow. Akito's on delay. You got to let Akito speak. Then there's a delay. Then you respond so he can.
We got this, Bob.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
The reason I came forth today is because I lost my patience over my reluctance to engage with you. Because for a while, I didn't think I had a good question to ask you. And also, I was pretty much intimidated by all these smart IONets asking cool questions. I thought that my questions would be worthless. But something really interesting happened. And since Bob mentioned March 17th a little while ago, and I think it has something to do with that, I had a spectacular anomaly on the late evening of March 17th, when I got out on the balcony, right in my face, I saw two full moons. I mean, huge, huge two full moons. And I used to see two moons, but they were really blurry. But this time, they were really crisp. So I saw two moons, two full moons. And next to them, there were three red stars in a triangular formation. I would like to tell me the significance of this. I mean, was I delusional?
Now, according to Bob, you have to let it speak, apparently. That's how it goes now, but there's a big trick to this, so hang on, it'll be all right. The lag, why Bill has passed you straight through, and all this hoo-hoo business is because you've kind of shifted just a little bit into another world. You are in another world now. So you're having to be patched through. Yes, you're welcome very much. And thank Bill. He has the technology. And we're working on Bill's social skills where he can actually engage. It's going to be beautiful once we get that worked out. But so far, so good. It's all working out. But the good news is he's able to put you straight through the board with a little assistance. And so your seeing or sightedness is from a different perspective because it is indeed a different world.
Could you give me the number of the world that I'm in?
1144. We've done this a dozen times already.
When I was on the balcony, 19. Was that another world?
19.
Could you care to tell me about the significance of the two full moons plus those three red stars?
It's what they have in that world. And the three red stars are the backside of Orion's belt from where you are.
The backside? You mean the upper torso?
The
above the belt?
Orion belts, yes.
So I'm in my world, 1144.
That's not your world. That's not your world.
So I was seeing the world 1144 in the sky.
You went to world 1144, and that's where you are now, but that is not your world.
Is it why I've been feeling weird since I had this encountering with the moons and stars? For the past several days, after seeing these moons and the stars, I'm literally dazed and confused. And
we call it phased and confused. Phased. Eat a little more protein. Everything in that world is a little bit different, so you consume a little extra protein.
Meaning beef, red meat?
Meat, protein, we don't care what kind.
I'm feeling very, very frail. I can't even walk straight sometimes.
Yeah, well, lay off the sake, that'll help.
Will addition of Renew help me out?
If you can pay attention and don't argue for your limitations and note the anomalies, there are things in that world you can bring back to here that will be very beneficial if you'd like. And it must be important because we drug you all the way to here, to get you here. So something's up.
Yes, something's up. Something very, very interesting.
Yeah, you should call home too.
Where I am right now, this room I'm in, is it different than the room I was in yesterday?
No, it's different, isn't it? You're asking the question because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's different. So why are you asking us?
You say I know, so how about reminding me?
Wait a second. If there was any doubt or question in your mind, you wouldn't ask the question. Right?
I don't really get it. To be honest.
Don't be honest. We're interested in your honesty because it's not going well for you. This honesty business. Let's just get it real. You have the question of asking, is this the same room that I was in yesterday? And we say you would not ask that question if you knew it was.
Okay, I knew, but yeah.
But you don't. You're not sure, so you're asking. And then that asking, we say, well, it's very obvious that it is not the same room.
When I saw those moons and stars on the 17th, was a door to the balcony, was there a portal?
Yes.
It is.
It was wavy. You knew this when you went through it.
But what was it? Those moons and stars, are they in the Middle Kingdom?
No.
Outer Kingdom.
It's a whole other world. It has its own set of kingdoms.
While I was on the balcony, I had this question in my head thinking, which world I was in. But one thing that happened was that it was like 2 a.m. something, but my dad stuck his head out. It was the same grumpy old father. He's like, fuck you, what are you doing here? And he closed the window. Was that another father from 1144?
Yes.
In other worlds, my fathers, in plural, they're all grumpy?
No, they're not all grumpy. Some are really cool. One is quite a successful published author.
Could you tell me the number? 3411?
Pretty good. Things so bad when we answer the question before it is.
3411 is an interesting number because my room number is 341.
You know, it's not weird. It's you just keep reminding yourself of this process. You've been bouncing about. We've been helping. Everything's been okay. There hasn't been any problems. You survived somehow. You don't know how, but yet you always land on your feet because you have the ability to, quote, let go. Good.
Okay.
Aikido, say hello to Sheila Kern, the painter. I let her in. She demands to be in. So say hello to Sheila. I don't know if you've ever spoken to her.
Hey. Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Keto, how are you?
Very dazed, thank you. I love your paintings, and I promise
I will
get them as soon as possible.
Well, there's no time, so don't worry about that.
I love the contrast, the color contrast on Labyrinth's painting. It's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Sheila had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I was guided.
I like how it gets darker in the background, you know, as you go to the top. That transition is, the gradation is really, really nice. It's almost sexy, the way it gets darker.
Huh.
Ooh, degradation, sexy. This is getting good.
You know, I've got design background, so that's the way I see it.
That's right. Yes, you're a graphic designer.
Hey, Bob, unmute the fucking crowd. We can have their sex noises in the background. This is good.
All participants are now unmuted.
We could see where that was coming from.
She sounds like Lassie.
Not me.
So let me continue on. Ion, the two full moons and the three red stars, I don't know the significance of them, but are they the sign for the beginning of the sinking of the Japanese islands?
In another world, yes, it is. But you have had an advance. You should pay attention. Check the rads of how many rads of radiation is in your particular world. It's way very high, and that's good. But like Fukushima, it's been great because it's helping increase and change the environment. They're actually a little further ahead in their project than Bob.
All right. I have some funny questions regarding Fukushima. I promise I think you're going to like it.
But we already know.
Ion, from the scale of 1 to 10, how did I perform on the day of March 11th, 2011?
7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
So you deducted 3 points. Could you tell me the reason for that?
No. Next question. You said this were going to be fun, so move on.
I want you to pretend that you are a TV reporter. And I want you to do the live broadcasting from inside the Fukushima Daiichi nuke plant, inside the reactor.
Hang on, tell me. We're right on the edge. Hang on. Good news. It's about to blow. The rods are heating up. It's getting up. We can't control it. There's nothing we can do. Empty out the workers except for the very faithful ones. Let them hold the switches down as long as they can. Wait a second. Who is that? It's Bob Dobbs. He's in the building. He's in the side. Don't push that button, Bob. Don't push that button. Oh, I must push the button. That's what I came for here. We must put these to the journey in the center of the earth. These rods must be released. Chuck, 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 and all the water runs out of the rods and they're exposed. And then it all starts getting very, 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 very warm and fuzzy. And then, stand back. There's nuclear failure. Wait.
Purple.
Yeah, purple.
Purple.
Yay.
No event since 1922 does not have my engagement. So, of course I was there, Akito. That's why it's called purple. I caused it. I've improved your country. I saved your ass, Akito.
So, out of 10 points, 3 points goes to you.
How did I do, Ion? 10 out of 10, right? Wait a minute. Where is Ion? Did he fuck off? Uh-oh. Ion seems to be gone, maybe temporarily. I don't know. But that was a great skit.
Wow, Akito. Those
are awesome. I want to ask more questions about sinking of Japan. That was critical for me. You know, Bob, you're the one who triggered it. I mean, you're the one who told me that, hey, Akito, Japan's going to sink. So how am I supposed to react?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't even told my mother about it because she'll freak out.
I know. Don't tell her.
I can't.
But did Ion say, remember I was asking them about, is this a sign for the beginning of the sinking of the Japanese island?
It is a sign,
but it's in the other world.
This is great. Excellent work, Akito. Your otherworldliness is coming through. It's like you're the Terminator or something.
Bill is telling me about the microphone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but it's all distorted. You're coming through very distorted. You're going to love it when you hear the replay, how you sound. It's funny.
Hang up and call back in.
Okay, I'll hang up and call back in.
Great solo by Akito. Great sax solo.
That was very awesome.
Akito.
Yeah, Akito on clarinet and madness.
Yes. Wow.
Hello.
Oh, you're back already.
What happened to me? I mean, like, I've gone to another world?
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you that. Sorry.
Well, I wonder how many worlds away I am.
All right, he's ready.
When did Koo have the inside of purple?
Yeah.
When it blew? When it was just like that.
That was hilarious.
Fade to black. It was great. But don't tell everybody that Bob was there, that we all screaming at him, because the insurance companies are going broke trying to cover all the losses and the sue-ins and the screaming and the government. In the end, the yen is kind of going crazy and the metro is something messed up. And it's still going to be quite a mess and the strawberries are never going to be the same again. And we're all pretty pissed about that, but just so you know. It's okay, but just don't make it too big a deal or they'll have him under indictment.
Ion, you mentioned about the radiated strawberries before. Are they the most radiated food right now in Japan?
No, but they're the most delicious.
They are delicious, but are they most radiated?
No, but they are the most delicious.
Has the level of H-197 and radiation increased since 2011?
No, it hasn't increased individually. It has corporally, but not individually.
I do not understand. What do you mean?
We know the point, the way you, when you go back and listen, look at your question, and that's why you got to know. It's not individually, it's corporally. What purple is supposed to do is increase the levels of H-197, which will decrease the amount of oxygen as the radioisotope gets greater in the level of the atmosphere conditions. In a hydrogen world, you will basically displace or dispel oxygen as you keep knocking out electrons.
Is the level of H-197 a lot higher?
Yeah, of course.
Is there another way to increase it further?
Drink it.
Do I do that from tap water?
Sure.
Is that available in my apartment?
Yes, it is.
So there's H-197 in the water.
Hello, please leave a message.
I am going back to my question from last hour about the sinking of Japanese islands.
Yes.
I just want to be clear. I'm not going to tell this to anyone. It's just between us.
We don't care. But the problem is you're letting Bob know, so that means it'll be on the front pages of fucking New York Times and the Washington Post. And Arianna Huffington will have to dispel it before the morning.
Anyway, you've mentioned that me seeing those two moons and three stars are the sign. They are the sign of the sinking of Japanese islands. Did you say that's in other world, not my 1144 world?
Stop. We said that that's your sign that the islands are sinking. That would not be that world's islands. That's this world's islands, the one you're not in right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your world. Okay. It's your world that's going to sink.
However, after you said... keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be careful.
No.
Are you telling me something?
You know, we are telling you. God damn, we're telling you something. Yes, we are. But
no, I don't mean that. What I mean is, That's not the point.
Watch them. Let's watch them. And it's not about fear or degradation, but it'll be great fun when it's something to sink and you miss it.
Oh, I was watching the metro. I was on the train. I was waiting on the train. We sunk and I missed it all. I could have used it there. I could put it on your wall. You could put it on the wall. Be careful or they'll unfriend you.
Unfriend you.
So in my world, 1144.
Okay, but in 99th time, that's not your world. It's just the world you're in.
You're in another world. It's 1144. You aren't back home yet.
Oh, so if I come home, the Japan's gone. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it will go.
No, if you're
you
if
want
you,
to watch,
you get back,
you want to watch it go.
Yeah, you want to get back home before it sinks.
Bob, if you've been dematerializing Akito again, he's sounding nuts as you are. We had him on the road to Whaleville, and he was actually doing pretty good. You've been counseling him again.
No.
Well, good, because it always ends in tears when Bob is the chancellor.
Well, Bob is like the CEO of Amway. You know Amway is?
Oh, yeah. We do.
You know,
we know Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel very well.
Yeah, Bob seems like the he's at the top of the pyramid, and he gets credit no matter what. Yeah, well, just like Sheila's painting. You know, Ian gave Sheila the advice, right? Bob, you're at the top. You got that cone of the pyramid.
Yes.
That's your room. And maybe you got the cone hiding inside a garage or something, but you're at the top of the pyramid of Iondom.
You mean the library. That's the library.
Yeah,
$2 million
And Ion's just beneath you in the second tier.
Listen, Akito, Ion's saying something about my library. What is it? Go.
Yeah, you're talking about it. Maybe the garage. Yes, it's a $2 million library, and it has a pipe in it and a butler.
My library, Akito. But get back to you, Akito.
I forgot my question.
Yep.
That's the answer. Forget your question. Good.
Never mind. I'll move on to some other questions. Okay.
No, let's stay with it. It's a good time. I'm the circle at the top of the pyramid. Ion is tier two.
And Sheila's
tier
in
one
tier
half.
Three.
No, she's in tier 22. She's way down there.
Is this going to be like Freemasonry, like the 33 tiers?
Oh, but the Quoker Quadrant will have to wake up.
Which tier are they in?
Oh, God, he doesn't know the quadrant. See, that's problematic. When you don't know the tiny note chart, and it's not all about Bob. Oh, this is sad. Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Well, I only revised the chart.
Oh, that's right. He actually fixed the chart, Ion. He actually is part of it. He made the perfect version. I forgot that.
So he doesn't know what it is. It's great. He didn't recognize it.
That's it. That really hurts.
He left off William Irwin Thompson. That's how it made it perfect.
What, Thompson quadrant?
You fixed the chair, but you don't know it. You're so involved. As McLuhan said, the more involved you are, the less you know. You don't have any detachment in relation to your work on my chart.
Okay, that's a
How
cool
long are you
going to
stay? Are you
perspective?
Coming home? When are you coming home? How are you going to feel when you get home? Are you going to be there long? Do you know what you're going to do while you're there? Is there anything that you want to bring back here? How do you want to feel about it? Do you want to know how you want to feel about it? Or are you just going to feel the way you feel? How did you get there? How are you getting back? Where did you come from? Where did you get there? How did you get there from here? How do you know you got there from here if you got there from here from now? And why is it that we have to tell you where you are that you don't know where you are enough to recognize that you're somewhere else? You know you're somewhere else. You know it doesn't work, but you don't know how, when, where, how, who, or where. Those degrees of separation seem to be accumulating around you, don't they? And yet you want it now. At the end of the day, you're like, how long am I going to be here? Well, I don't care. Okay, but how will I know when I get back home? Well, maybe you won't. Well, so this parallel world thing, and so if I come back to this world and the moons are doubled and I can see the backside of the Orion belt, does that mean I'm on another planet Earth just like this that's letting purple blow, and or are you bringing the other radiation back to this world to enter into Bob's frivolities?
What does that mean?
Bob called purple. Are you going to bring some more purple home?
I'm going to bring more purple. You have to approach.
Get that money shot then and watch what's going on so you can pay attention. Good.